Can we sit down? No interruptions. Open dialogue without judging. Dope discussions. Dope discussions. Talking real raw. Ain't no cutting. Open dialogue without judging. Dope discussions.
Now, politics, they are just not getting the new memo that we are absolutely dealing with a new breed of men. And instead of taking heed to it, y'all, this is what we see. Where are the real men at? Why they keep leaving us? I just want to be married. I just need a real man. This is what y'all are seeing every day, every night, every evening, every hour, minute, second. All you see is a bunch of baby bops. Who else? Who else do we see, y'all? Let me see. We see a bunch of baby bops and, oh, you guessed it, baby. You guessed it. The one and only Bulldog Keisha complaining that ain't no good men. All the real men already taken. All the good men, they don't exist no more. All the good men, I'm telling y'all, we hear this day in and day out from the Bulldog Keishas, from the Trick Keishas, because what them tricks that with the real money? I ain't never, ever going to be like no pick-me-ass Danica, bitch. Please. I deserve the best. I'm a top-notch hoe. I get the most, not the lesser. And you already know this bad bitch pressure. Hold on. Now that I'm coming through with the bars. Hold on now. You got a bunch of these real women always talking about ain't no good men. Then when you get presented with one, he too nice. He like a brother to me. He just a broski. We just cool. He ain't my type. He lame. He boring. You name it. Y'all got every damn excuse in the book for why y'all don't deal with good quality men. And then boom, when he cuts your ass off, it's like, oh my God. Girl, what did y'all really expect? What did y'all really expect? Let's get into it, y'all. I appreciate y'all for pulling up with me. Very impromptu style, last minute, late night, dope discussion special. All right. I got pushed back in the day, but it's cool. My husband said, go ahead and go live, you know, because he's working anyway. So, you know, say what up to the crown head. So we here. Okay, we here. So I wanted to touch base on this because a lot of y'all were blowing me up to talk about it. And y'all was like, nigga, you got to talk about this. Talk about the chick that, you know, did this in the third and break this down. And so I say, you know what? It's a lot to unpack here. So let's just go ahead and make it a whole live stream. I was going to make this into an upload, but it was too much that we had to unpack. So here we are. All right. But I need y'all to put a 2 in the chat if y'all can hear this.
Let me tell y'all how I literally had to delete Lyft because my Lyft driver literally texted the person that ordered my Lyft and said, yeah, King, keep your head up. She's not the one.
Whoopsie. Put a 2. I hope y'all could have heard that. Whoopsie. I hope y'all could have heard that. Okay, I see the 2s. Now, I want to also start off by saying this, okay? And y'all get the likes up, okay? I know I started off real goofy, all right? Excuse me. But hey, sometimes you got to laugh to keep from fucking crying and snapping, all right? But I want to say this. Not only are we dealing with a whole bunch of chicks out here who are overlooking good quality men for whatever dumb, superficial, surface level, minor reason, but I don't think that a lot of women also have caught on to the fact that we are absolutely dealing with a new breed of men to where not only are they looking out for themselves. Hold on, we got to break this down. Not only are the men out there looking out for themselves, but they're also taking things a step further and they're looking out for their bros around them. They're not used to that. Mm-mm. I am not used to men having the backs of the best intentions for all of that other men around them. I want to let y'all in on a secret. And ladies, if you a real one, you know that what I'm saying is not a lie. And you yourself, once I say this, if you a real one, you're going to be like, damn, I didn't even really notice that that's what a lot of females were doing, but you're right. But I'm going to let y'all in on a secret. And again, y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. A lot of women banked on being able to divide and conquer men. And the reason why a lot of us, and I always throw myself in because I like to paint this narrative or give this picture to the women, the females that may be watching me like, oh, she thinks she's so much better than us. Don't she know she a woman too? Don't she know? So I throw myself in, you know, to make them feel better. But really, bitch, I don't do what y'all be doing. I just be peeping game and I relay the message. But I'm gonna throw myself in, okay? The reason why a lot of us females, women, you know, shout out to the solid women. I'm not talking about y'all or me, okay? But I'm gonna do it for the greater good to help them really sit down and listen. Was because we wanted to be able to have leverage and ultimately control the men and what they were ready and willing to do for women. Let me explain. If I have it in a man's mind that you're better than them, you're nothing like them, aka you're nothing like the men who have boundaries, you're nothing like the men who have standards for me to meet, and you're nothing like those guys who are holding me accountable. See, you different, you better. Don't be like them. See, you a real man. See, a real man, he's like you, to where you allow me to get away with murder. You allow me to get over on you. You allow me to use you, waste your time, string you along, take advantage. You do that. So don't be like them over there because, yeah, if you end up like them over there, shit, I ain't going to have no leverage and control. But again, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just going to try to divide and conquer so that you yourself will turn your noses up at those guys over there too, so you can continue to do what you're doing, right? So if I'm able to shame a lot of guys into believing that, oh, you know, a real man is a man who don't mind a woman taking advantage of him because it ain't tricking if you got it. And a real man is the type of man that's going to give a woman all kind of access. It does not matter how trash she is, because at the end of the day, if you a real man, you can take disrespect. And if you a real man, you can tolerate whatever I dish your way. And if you a real man, you know, you pretty much are a sucker. and you don't mind being licked, and not in a good way, okay? Because hey, after all, you got it. You masculine, you strong. So they try to hype y'all up and soup y'all up and boost y'all up to continue to be goofy and doofy so I can have, again, that leverage over you, that control over you. And if I'm saying this enough and I'm repeating that enough, my hope and my intention is to convert other men that may have boundaries, that may have standards, that may have respect with themselves to feel the same way. And be like, oh, okay, well, I want to be a good man too. And I want to be a real man too. And I want a woman to, you know, be with me. And I want a woman to choose up on me. So I'm gonna go ahead and be a sucker too. We banked on that. But that's not what the fuck happened, is it? Absolutely not. Actually, what ended up happening was a lot of the guys that we tried to soup up into being goofy and doofy, they ended up seeing for themselves up close and personally that they were being played. You was playing in my face. And one of the main ways that they were able to see that was by way of a lot of these chicks out here getting all of getting all of what they intended to get out of that man and then dumping him to the side. Right? So I'm going to take this sucker, this simp lollipoppy, right? Use him up to the very last drop. Then I'm going to throw him away and get with the guy that I really want to be with. A lot of those guys who are quote unquote real men and good men, they saw the treatment. They saw how easy it was to be discarded of, to be disposed of. And it was like, oh, damn, but I thought you said I was different. And I thought you said you wanted a man like me. And I thought you said, but what do I always tell y'all? And y'all like the video. We can't hit 400, 300 first. And I appreciate y'all for being here. Okay. What do I always tell y'all? I say, when it comes to women, we want men, contrary to popular belief, contrary to what a lot of these chicks be out here saying, we want masculine, assertive, no nonsense type of men. We want men who can check us, boo. Right? Who gonna check me, boo? They literally are looking for a man who's gonna give them boundaries, who's gonna give them something to measure up to and meet. You know what I'm saying? We like a challenge. And you know, when it's easily accessible, if it's freely given, we don't respect it. We don't even value it. We don't like it, whatever. You know, we like a man that is going to have self-respect, that has options, that's not just going to be out here kissing our asses. Now, are you going to be a man that appreciates us and honors us and respects us and loves us and all that? Yes. But again, you have boundaries to your shit. It's not just this instance of, oh, okay, well, let me just come in, get what I want out of him, and then leave. No, it has to have balance to it. You can't give us too much. That's essentially, in so many ways and words, I should say, why a lot of these chicks say, oh, but he's too nice. Well, the reason why they say that you're too nice is because, you know, you're allowing them to overstep boundaries that they know damn well should not be crossed. Let's be very clear. A lot of females, they absolutely know what's acceptable and not. However, a lot of these females just want to see how far they can push you and how much they can get away with, to see and test your temperature to gauge, how masculine are you? How much of a real man are you? Because like I said, you all, a lot of these chicks are master manipulators. They play these mind games, but they know. These chicks know what's up. They know what they're doing. They know what they should not be doing. Come on, y'all. Let's be fucking for real. We grown. So they'll tell you, oh, this is what a real man is, knowing damn well that's not. We want real men, and real men are going to cut shit off and say, nah, we ain't doing that. Nah, we ain't doing this. No, you can't. You can't. No. A real man's gonna tell you no. You know what I'm saying? And so after a while, it's like, well, damn, did she really just leave me? Did she really just dump me and go to the next guy that I know damn well was not giving her all of the access, all of the control, all of the leverage that I was giving to her? And you're absolutely right, sir. And that was why. See, it's so many different levels and layers of the conversation. I'm gonna try to break down them all, but this is what's at play. You know, we really did bank on you all being clueless. But what do I also always say? I also always say that a lot of chicks out here create the very environments, the very circumstances, outcomes, situations that they complain about. Y'all say these men don't want to settle down and get married and do all this extra shit, right? Why these men don't want to take us out, wine and dine and settle down? Well, look how y'all played them. Y'all playing these men's faces, even the quote unquote good ones, right? Who were doing what you said a real man was supposed to do. So are you really surprised that they're like, oh, nah, fuck this. Y'all did it. Y'all exposed yourselves and then got mad at the men for saying, oh, hell no, you got me fucked up. That's what had happened. Then on top of that, the younger guys out there were paying attention to the men around them like, well, damn, I see he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this, and he's doing that. But look how she did him. Look how his life turned out. He married that chick. She took all of what he had. And I know he was a good man, quote unquote. Right? I know that he was providing for the family, taking care of it. And she did that to him. So the younger brothers got put up on game by watching and observing. So it's so many different factors. You got men that were supposedly the good men, the real men, getting played with right in their face. So they were able to see, oh, shit, y'all got the game fucked up. What? So you had men going through it from firsthand experience. Then you had men able to watch and witness and see other men around them. Then on top of that, you had brothers out here coming together, putting each other up on game. Like, oh, let me, just in case you didn't see it, let me tell you what's going on. And then when they got put up on game, they went out into the real world, saw it for themselves. It's like, damn, they wasn't lying to me. So men started exchanging notes. Another factor into why, you know, men are not getting played no more. All the way around, new breed of men. And with you all waking up in mass, how y'all are waking up in mass, it is turning everything upside down for a lot of these chicks who have sole intentions on playing games. You know what I'm saying? So now they mad because y'all like, look, bro, let me holler at you. Or because you see her for what she is and you're like, oh, no, I'm good. And ladies, I'm going to be real with you. You can't be mad at anybody but your damn self for thinking that you can continue to play games and get over on good quality fellas. Let's be real. So that's what we're going to be breaking down today, y'all. This chick completely got humbled after she fumbled. And yeah, we're going to break it down. All right. Okay. Get the likes up, y'all.
Let me tell y'all how I literally had to delete Lyft because my Lyft driver literally texted the person that ordered my Lyft and said, yeah, King, keep your head up. She's not the one. Yes, you heard it right. So, y'all, I get in my Lyft or whatever. You know, sometimes they'd be like, oh, how you doing? How your day going? I'm like, oh, it's not going good. Mind y'all, it's about like 10 o'clock, 11, right? So a dude just ordered me an Uber because he wants me to come over, hang out, stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? I really don't want to go because I really don't like him. But I don't know how to express to him that I don't like him because he's so sweet. So the Uber,
AKA, he's too nice. It's so many different levels and layers to that. Like I just said earlier, you do have guys who are absolute pushovers. And I need y'all to understand that a woman will never fucking respect you. It does not matter how much you grant her access, how much you give to her, how much you give to her, how much you do for her. If she knows that she's not deserving of it, it's going to fall on deaf ears, deaf action. She ain't going to give a damn. Y'all have got to get that through y'all's heads. And a lot of y'all have. But for the ones out there who are still, you know, like, no, nah, I'm going to just keep on bending over backwards for her. And then that's going to show her that I really love her. And that's going to show her, you know, that I'm different from these other guys. And that's going to show her that I'm the one for her. I'm going to tell you right now, brother, it's not. It's having the complete opposite effect. She's like, oh, this nigga goofy. Let me tell y'all something else. Let me let y'all in another secret. Hold on. Uh-oh, here come Dusty. Let me see what Dusty got to say before I get into it. Okay, but I do got another secret for y'all. Not only were we out here trying to divide and conquer so we can recruit and get y'all to continue to be simp lollipoppies and suckers, but on top of that, you all, a lot of these females were in this mode of feeling like, you know what? I think that I'll be able to finesse him by way of trying to, how can I put this? Put him on this pedestal and put him in this mode of feeling like he actually has a chance with me. And I'm gonna get into that in a second though, but y'all give me a second. I need to turn my light on because it's just looking a little shadowy. So give me a second. But while I'm doing this, y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe, okay? My bad, y'all. And I don't even feel like it did nothing. Do it look a little less shadowy? I don't know. But another secret I want to let y'all in on top of them feeling like, oh yeah, I'll be able to finesse him by way of, you know, put him in this category, making him feel like, oh yeah, you different from these other guys and all of that. And, you know, trying to divide and conquer y'all. But y'all have no idea behind the scenes how many chicks. Uh-oh, yeah, my thing is tripping. Y'all have no idea how many chicks behind the scenes actually be laughing at y'all in y'all's faces. But you don't even know. I'm going to tell y'all. Thank you, Dusty. It says, in other words, pick her up in the Pacer and take her to Applebee's before she get elevated to the factory in the Mercury Topaz. Dusty, shut your dusty ass up. I don't got time for you. I really don't. Hold on. Thank you, Edward. It says, sometimes they will play into it and then claim I had no clue he liked me. It's a lot of different levels, Edward, but you own the money. Hold on. That's another secret. Let me get into it. It says, I remember giving a woman a massage at 3 a.m. Then she sent me home. Hold on. Hold on. Now, Elwood, you let her play in your face like that. I know you lying. I know you lying. But hold on. Hold. When y'all start doing the most for a chick, and you know, because I know y'all smarter than this. Y'all know that she not really feeling you like that. But again, you feel like if I do this, I'm going to win her over. And if I do that, you know, that's gonna change her mind. That's going to convince her to do otherwise. Y'all, this light still. I'm gonna leave it alone. I ain't even gonna try to adjust nothing again because I already did that and I was like, ugh, I look too orange. Let's not. But a lot of these females out here, you all, they know, like they know that they're playing on your head top. So they'll make you feel like, oh, am I tripping? And it's like, no, you're not tripping. And like I said, a lot of y'all are wise and smart and intelligent enough to understand that this bitch playing in your face. But again, I just feel like a lot of y'all just, at least y'all used to, because this shit has changed. It's a new breed of me, I'm gonna be real. But I did feel like a lot of y'all felt like, oh, you know, well, let me just get her time. She just don't know yet that I'm her man. And she just don't know yet that, you know, I'm the one for her. And she just don't know yet. And so y'all waited around and allowed her to play with you and you knew what the fuck was up, right? But a lot of these chicks, they know they don't want you. You're not him. And like I said, y'all have no idea. This is a secret. How many of these chicks behind the scenes are laughing at y'all right in y'all faces on mute? Like this goofy ass nigga. Let me tell y'all something. There are chicks out here who deliberately prey on guys that are, how can I put this, looking for something serious with them. Like, yeah, girl, he don't have a chance whatsoever, but you know, you hungry. It's like, yeah, I'm hungry, I guess. Okay, let me call up Dennis. And girl, watch this. He gonna bring us some lunch. Watch, hold on. Let me call up Dennis, goofy ass. Hold on. Dennis, he answered on the first damn ring. Hey, beautiful. Mute. See what I'm saying, girl? Nigga, dumb as hell. Hey, Dennis. Listen, so I'm sitting here with my home girl, and you know, we just like, you know what? I'm a little bit hungry, and the first person I thought of was you.
Oh, for real? It's nice to be thought of.
Dude, mute. Ah! This nigga. You might think about you, nigga. You are the lunch buddy. The fuck? Yeah, I was thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? And so, me and my good sis, we just sitting here, you know. Come on, y'all. They be behind the scenes laughing their ass off at y'all. Y'all don't even know it. You are saved under lunch, buddy. You don't even know. You think, oh, no, she really loved me. She really want to be with you. She don't. Y'all laugh, but I wish I was playing. I'm not. I'm not. Y'all better stop thinking, oh, yeah, if I just keep on breaking my back for this bitch. And if I just keep on breaking my neck for this bitch, and if I just keep on giving her my last dollar, yeah, I'm gonna come out on top. Sir, you have not even came out on top in the bed. You ain't got no coochie. You ain't got no exclusivity. You ain't got no invites. The only thing she get out of you is lunch and bill money. But you feel like, if I just keep on, I swear for God, this bitch gonna be my woman. And she ain't. She actually giving the lunch not only to her homegirls that she kicking behind the scenes, laughing at you about, but also the next nigga, man. You, baby, I'm getting ready to Uber eat you something because I was thinking about you. I know you hungry. I sure am. How sweet are you, Dennis? Well, since you're going to Uber eat me something, then go ahead and get me some lobster. And she ordering the whole damn menu up. And then you like, okay, baby, well, I'm still at work, so enjoy your lunch. And she call over Smokey, and they're like, yeah, baby, yeah, boy, we got them motherfucking crab legs, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking lobster, you know what I'm saying, damn, baby, you a real bitch, because, you know what I'm saying, he think that bulldog Keisha, you know, footed the bill for the meal, so now he feel real special. Oh my God, you know what I'm saying, Lo and behold, it was Dennis. You eating off Dennis. So, Dennis, I'm going to need y'all to wake the fuck up and stop playing. Y'all laughing. I'm so serious. I wish I was playing. I'm not. So, I think a lot of guys caught on to that and realized, yeah, this bitch playing in my face. She don't like me like that. Y'all started noticing patterns. She only hit me up when she hungry. She only hit me up when the bills due. Ain't no in-between time in the meantime. Cut off. Whoopsie. Hold on. Thank you, Dusty. It says, Dennis, they laughing at you. Buy yourself a steak. Signed Uber Eats. Yeah, do something. Okay? They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you, Dennis. And shout out to all the Dennises of the world. That's just the first name that came to my mind. Okay? I don't have no hard feelings towards Dennis. Look, shout out to Dennis, all right? Thank you, Terenzo. It says, y'all caught me in a THC-infused sop bubble bath. I know you're giggling before I share this. And they're mad about that, too. Even sipped some shroom tea. Time to float. Well, Terenzo, enjoy your THC-infused sop bubble bath and your shroom tea. And we appreciate you for being here and contributing to the dope discussion, all right? Because you two do be hating on us. So shout out to all of y'all that's sending in money, all right? But I'm just trying to help y'all. A lot of y'all don't understand that by you overextending yourself for females that really don't like you like that, but because you feel like, oh, well, I really like her and I feel like I'm going to win her over, you're not. She's just looking at you as a goofy. Like, damn, is he really going to keep on allowing me to do this? And they will keep on using you. It's never going to get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done using Dennis. You know, because he's too good of a man to keep being used up like this. Let me stop. Nigga, no. I'm going to use you as long as you're going to allow it. The fuck is wrong with you? Hold on. Thank you, Perry. It says a lot of women are waiting on the finished product and they're missing out on a really good man who knows his worth and who he is, but he just needs support. You can't make this shit up. Hold on now, Perry. Hold on now, Perry. It's so much to really unpack with this. And I'm going to be real with y'all. This bitch pissed me off. And Dennis, we're going to call the guy who put his foot down on this bitch, we're going to call him Dennis, okay? I'm so proud of Dennis for putting his foot down and saying, bitch, you got me fucked up, all right? But it's so many times, you all, that these good men get overlooked, get taken advantage of, get taken for granted, and before you know it, you done fumbled a good man, you done fumbled a potential husband. Because you felt like, oh, you're going to always be here. You ain't going nowhere. I'm a bad bitch. It's like, bitch, no. You ain't that cute. So for anybody to even give you any kind of attention to begin with or take you seriously to begin with, especially in this climate, yeah, you dumb. You're dumb. Thank you, Swervo. It says, gentlemen, don't be like Dennis. Look. And again, shout out to Dennis. I don't look, that's just what I came up with. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, Joseph. It says a reason I stay away is draining energy. Much love, the nigga. Shout out to you. And unfortunately, Joseph, a lot of men out there feel that exact same way because you got goofy hoes like this chick here that's always trying to play games, thinking that it's not gonna bounce back and boomerang. All right, okay, but I'm called back up. Thank you, Perry. All right, let's get into it, y'all. But yeah, a lot of y'all already caught on to that. Like, yeah, I'm done being played. Because it's never enough. She just keep going.
Because he's so sweet. So the Uber driver is confining to me. He's like, yeah, just talk to me. Let me know, like, what you don't.
He's confining? The Uber driver. Let's just take it back, y'all. I started going off too much. Okay, let me just take it back.
Let me tell y'all how I literally had to delete Lyft. Because my Lyft driver literally texted the person that ordered my Lyft and said, yeah, King, keep your head up. She's not the one. Yes, you heard it right. So, y'all, I get in my Lyft or whatever. You know, sometimes they'd be like, oh, how you doing? How your day going? I'm like, oh, it's not going good. Mind y'all, it's about like 10 o'clock, 11, right? So, a dude just ordered me an Uber because he wants me to come over, hang out, stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? I really don't want to go because I really don't like him. But I don't know how to express to him that I don't like him because he's so sweet.
Now, I do got to say something, though. okay, we got into the whole, you know, he's so sweet and he's a nice guy and all these bitches low-key, they don't want a guy that is going to be respectful towards them. Like I said, it's levels to that, you know. Now, some of y'all can be pushovers, and like I said, women really don't like that. We secretly want a man with boundaries, with standards, with self-respect. So that's one level and layer to the nice guy thing. Then on the second hand of it, a lot of these chicks are so fucking toxic that they are purposely, deliberately going out their way to find guys who are going to disrespect them, who are going to objectify them, who are going to treat them like another hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have that going on as well. So let's say that this guy is not a pushover. Well, a lot of these chicks out here, they want a guy that's going to make them work, make them chase them. You know, you have all these women out here talking, oh, man, got to chase me. What was that one chick? We just had to upload about her. I forgot her name. Dr. Cheyenne Bryan. She had to tell us, you know, I'm the prey. A man come and hunt me and all this. Well, the irony to that is we don't want a man unless he's the prey. Let's be clear. And again, it's levels to that, and they can get a little bit controversial and tricky and sticky, but we want men to essentially have boundaries, have some sort of challenge at work to where, again, he's not easily accessible. He's not easily obtained. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure that also factored in. This guy that she's referring to, he could be somebody that's sweet with boundaries, but because he's sweet, it's like, I can't do it. I need me a roughneck nigga. I don't really like him like that. Right? So you got that going on. Now, something else I want to get into, and I'm sorry for pausing. A lot of y'all, not a lot of y'all, but I saw somebody in the comments the other day to my, we 40 minutes into the video and we only 2 minutes into the damn video clip. You talk too much. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Okay? Let me lift my show. The Dope Discussion. If you ain't no crown head, skedaddle. Okay. Let me slow cook if I need to slow cook. But something else that just bothered me as far as what she said was, she said, I didn't want to go over there. I don't like him like that. But because he's so sweet, I said, okay, let me go ahead and go. Now, again, levels and layers that I need to break down. Yeah, you get on my nerves, y'all. Y'all be laughing, but I'll be dead ass serious. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Okay. But that can be dangerous. And I'm going to explain. Hold on. Who is this? Thank you, Eugene. And thank you. Who is this? Oh, Miss Kendra. Shout out to the Crimson Cure, my good sis. I appreciate you for your super sticker. Okay. But let me say this. And y'all, we can't hit 700, 600 first. What she said is so dangerous on so many different levels. She said, I didn't want to go over there. Because I don't like him like that. But he's so sweet, I just went ahead and went over there. Well, this is how these type of situations happen, to where these bitches start crying like, oh my God, he violated me. And I can't stand shit like this. This is why today, as a woman, you do have to hunt a man. Because y'all have created such a disaster as far as relationships are concerned, that men have to be extremely cautious, damn near afraid to approach or talk or compliment a woman because of shit like this. Let's say she would have went over to this guy's house that she swung up and down. I don't even like him. I don't like him like that. I didn't even want to go. And he makes a move on her. Now, let's really paint this picture. This chick gets into an Uber at night, I'm going to assume, goes to a guy friend's house that she knows is attracted to her on his dime, right? She already knows 10 times out of 10, he's going to want to take things to the next level because let's just be real. We grown, y'all. Y'all be fucking getting on my nerves trying to play ignorant. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know what he wanted to do. Like, I thought we were just going to go and watch a movie.
at 1 a.m., you know, like at his house. Like, I didn't know he was going to want to touch me. And bitch, shut the fuck up. That'd get on my nerves. But let's say she goes over there. You already know this guy likes you. You already know where his mind is probably at, because first things first, I'm ordering you an Uber. Second off, I'm ordering you an Uber to come to my house. Third of all, I'm ordering you an Uber to come to my house at night. Fourth of all, I'm ordering you an Uber to come to my house at night, and you know that I like you. Why, bitch, what the fuck? So if this guy makes any kind of move, it's like, oh my God. Did you just call me sexy? I didn't ask for this. You are harassing me. How dare you? I don't even like you. It's like, bitch, I didn't know. I couldn't tell. You didn't mind using me for an Uber ride. You didn't mind coming to my house. You didn't mind me paying for dinner. You didn't mind. You didn't mind none of this shit. But now all of a sudden, you want to cry. And shit like that pisses me off. Because if he makes a move and she says that she didn't want it and all this, now it's his fault. Now it's men are monsters. And again, y'all wonder why men don't even deal with y'all today. You don't know what you're signing up for. You don't know what you're going to get yourself involved in. It can be very dangerous. And she going to act like she ain't know what the fuck was up. That pisses me off on so many different levels and layers. Thank you, SJM. Thank you, Esther. It really does. You know, and then y'all want to cry and complain about how men don't do nothing for you no more. For what? You don't like them. You don't want them. You're using them. So hell no, I'm not going to do shit for you. You don't even like me. The fuck? And so it just kind of grinds my gears that I'm hearing her say that she's going to a young man's house that she does not like, which means that she's not going to want him to do anything. She's not going to want him to touch her, you know, be romantic or anything of that sort. Yet she already knows the vibes. Like, I'm just so sick and tired of females placing themselves into these type of situations and then want to pretend like, well, I didn't know. Yes, you did. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be going off. Hold on. It was something else I want to touch base on. Hold on.
Expressed him that I don't like him because he's so sweet. So the Uber driver is confiding to me. He's like, yeah, just talk to me. Let me know like what you don't like about him. See if I can help you out with the Uber.
First of all, he's confiding in you or confiding? Because confined means that you're kind of trapped off, closed off. I don't know. Whatever. But I got questions, sis. Why are you in this Uber being a friendly bob-ass bitch to a stranger, telling him all your tea and all of your intimate details about another guy? Like, you already just out of bounds. You already just off base. You a chatty, patty-ass, friendly bob-ass bitch. I don't like chicks like that. Shut up. I'm not going to be in no Uber with no stranger telling him my whole life story. Like, let's be for real. So much wrong with this. So much. Hold on, y'all. I think I missed something. Let me go back.
Stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? I really don't want to go because I really don't like him, but I don't know how to express him that I don't like him because he's so sweet.
Okay, that right there. It was an 11 today. I'm like, something have to jog my memory. So not only am I upset with her for going over there and she's talking about she don't like and all that, and that can be a recipe for a setup for that guy to be, you know, some kind of assaulter. But on top of that, my issue is the fact that she does not mind using this guy to get some kind of attention, get some kind of validation, using him for his affection, using him for his words of affirmation or whatever. Like, I really also hate how a lot of females be using guys for emotional and physical, even I'm gonna go there, mental and everything of that sort type of stimulation. Because here's the thing about it, and y'all like the video,
700, y'all. 600 first. We should have as close to 600 likes as possible. Y'all get the likes up. Let's make no doubt about it. You are this chick, and a lot of chicks like her. They are not being pursued by the guys that they swore up and down that they qualified for, right? So, for example, you have a lot of chicks out here like, oh yeah, I'm a bad chick. You know, any man that get with me, he better be making six figures and he better be, you know, this height and he better be this weight and he better look like this and he better drive this and he better live here. And they're really in this mindset of believing that they qualify for way more than they actually do. But here's the thing, they don't. And so they're constantly kind of being reminded that, damn, I'm really not her. I'm really not a bad bitch how I think I'm a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really getting pursued by that top tier, top caliber, quote unquote, guy that is hitting on all different components of what a real masculine man is supposed to be. You know, what y'all say? He's 6 inches on soft. He's 6 feet tall. He makes six figures. What else should I say? He got a six pack. That guy is not checking for her. But in her mind, she feels like, well, I just ain't found him yet. But sis, you came across countless of those guys. They never checked for you. They never wanted you. So if I'm being kind of deprived in that way, it's like, well, shit. Well, let me just settle here and use him for that level of validation, for that level of affection, for that level of attention, because I'm clearly not getting it elsewhere. So it pisses me off that a lot of chicks don't mind wasting a man's time all for her own selfish gain to make herself feel better about not qualifying or about not being in the presence or having the good graces of the men that she quote unquote deserves. No, if you know you don't like him, leave him the fuck alone. Don't be out here like, oh, well, yeah, you in the meantime, let me just go ahead and deal with Dennis. No, leave Dennis alone. Don't waste his time, because when y'all do that, y'all end up turning a lot of Dennises into savages. You know, now Dennis is jaded and he don't want to deal with good quality women when he come across them, because he's going to think they're all like your goofy ass. So we have to get in we have to get rid of that mindset of using men just because we can. You know, like, oh, might as well just deal with this nigga, you know. I need my boy's feeling some way. Shit, at least he stroked my ego. At least he made me feel like I'm something, because where these real men at? And lo and behold, here's the irony to it. The real man was Dennis. But you didn't want him because he didn't reach, again, some superficial surface level qualification that you felt like he should have. Then when you burnt out, burned up, itching, scratching, and y'all know what that is, in debt, drowning, all these damn kids, baby daddies, now y'all want to start beating down Dennis' door. But by that time, Dennis already married. Dennis don't want nothing to do with your ass. Dennis is happy alone and thriving. And you just completely miss out. But shit like this has to stop. We have got to stop wasting a man's time, energy, money, kindness, just for the sake of boredom. That's fucked up. And y'all know damn well y'all would not want a man to do that to y'all. Y'all the same ones complaining about, all these men just be gonna use me. And all these men, well, look at what y'all do. Karma much? It's looking like karma to me. Some of all these men, narcissistic. Y'all the biggest narcissist, gold diggers, users. I just, the projection be so real. But I don't appreciate things like that. You know, because these men actually do be out here doing things for y'all and y'all completely overlook it, completely taken for granted all because he's not your cup of tea, though. Well, if he's not your cup of tea, don't drink it. Anyway, thank you, Shadow. It says, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And they feel entitled to complain. If you ain't with me now, you ain't with me later. They need to kick rocks. Whoopsie. You ain't never lied. And that's exactly what they doing. Because like I said earlier, Shadow, a lot of men are not playing. Now, do you still have some of them out here like, oh, well, if I just keep on doing this and I keep on doing that, she gonna choose me. You still have that. And that's why I'm coming on here right now today as y'all little big sister telling y'all, no, you won't. You won't get chose. She won't appreciate you. She won't finally see your worth. No. As long as you continue to grant access, she'll continue to use you. Period. Thank you, HJM. It says, let's keep it a buck. She going because he paying. And he paying because she leaving afterwards. Whoopsie. Hold on. HJM. You're not lying. Okay, let's start there. You're not lying with that. However, I do feel like a lot of these guys out here, they could be under this impression of, you know, feeling like she could be the one. You know, so that could be. It's a lot of guys out here, you are. I know the number is dwindling down and it's making me very afraid and fearful because I want more of us to come together and build together and all of that and live happily ever after. But there are still a lot of guys out here who are looking for companionship. They're looking for something serious. They're looking for love and, you know, all of that. And it really just breaks my heart and infuriates me the fact that you still can have those caliber of guys out there and these chicks take advantage of it. Like you said, Shadow, essentially because they can. You know, well, shit, he paying for it and shit, he gonna give it to me, so I'm gonna just take it. And to me, that does everybody a disservice because y'all are even turning off the men who are trying, who have not given up, and y'all are making them give up too. Then y'all complain ain't no good men left. Well, bitch, y'all are creating 2030 to be 2025. To where y'all alone, childless, working 5 and 10 jobs. And to be honest with you, the way the economy looking, y'all ain't gonna have no damn job. So I don't know what's going on. Shit. Thank you, Esther. Y'all might want to get on board today and stop playing around. Stop waiting until you down and out in the shambles trying to beat down that man's door when you tried to play in his face. Mm. Dusty says, I chased her in the Mercury Sable. I rode over those corns and bunions. And now I can't get rid of her. Dusty, don't send me no more super chat unless it's $20 or more because you're not finna play with me. You just not. You're not going to waste my time today. Hold on. Thank you, Alex. It says, I hate when simps only learn game in the bad way. Me too. Me too. But see, that's why they got you, they little big sisters. I'm going to be real with them. I'm going to be honest with them. And I'm going to tell them, look, this is what these women are really saying and thinking behind the scenes. Okay? So they can stop. Thank you, Dr. Steele. It says, rest in peace to Mr. Good Dick. Oh, my Lord. No commit. The generous giver. Dutiful, desperate Dan. The friend zone lover boy. The lusty Lester. And the mutual motive Matthew. I send my condolences. Shout out to Eugene. We had that dope discussion a few years back. And we broke down all of the different types of guys that females try to get over and finesse on. You know, but what we're seeing right now today, Eugene, aka Dr. Steele, is that tide turning. Those tables turned around to where ain't no more of these type. You know, it's dwindling down a whole lot. So I don't know. The finesse game. I don't know. It's seeming like the finesse game is over. I ain't gonna lie. And shout out to my good sis, Miss Kendra. I don't know why they ain't put no yellow on your super sticker, but we appreciate you, okay? You too, put some yellow on that. Stop playing with her. But big shout out to Miss Kendra. Okay, let me make sure I'm caught up with y'all, and then we're going to continue. Dusty, didn't I say $20 or more? Don't send me shit else. Hold on, let me see. I'm about to have my super chat go. Dusty says, last I seen of Dennis, he was in 77 Caddy with five women all in the car, pinky ring and choker chain in hand. Now, I do want, matter of fact, do I? Damn. I ain't gonna do too much. You lucky I can't reach my damn walkie-talkie, Dusty. I had them officers come lock your ass up. Now, I do want to lock up Dusty. However, he's making a valid point. A lot of these chicks like her end up turning Dennis. And again, shout out to all the Dennises of the world. That is just the first name that came to my mind, okay? I'm not saying that all Dennises are simps, okay? I'm not saying all Dennises are pushovers. I ain't doing that. That's just the first name, okay? So not too much. But a lot of these chicks like this woman that you see on the screen, they actually turn the Dennises into Playboys, into Bachelors, into Savages, to where it's like, okay, you want to play games? All right. Well, let me play games right back. Let me create a roster. Let me create a list of females that I can just maneuver through when I feel like it. Because when I tried to settle down, and when I tried to be a good man, and when I tried to be serious with a woman, she played in my fucking face and said, oh, but I don't really like you like that because you just too sweet. You just so nice. You just ain't my type. You like the bro. So, yeah, let's not do too much. So, although Dusty ass is getting on my nerves and I want to lock him up, that's a valid point. Next time you see Dennis, he going to be rolling around with a whole bunch of bad chicks like, bitch, fuck you. And you can't even be mad at it. But the thing is, they end up being mad about it. All these men want to play. All these men just want to have a whole bunch of different women. Are you sure about that? Because when he tried to make you his woman, it was a problem. Thank you, Perry. It says, this is why men who set boundaries today are shamed as controlling. No wonder why modern women who come from broken backgrounds choose bad and end up in bad situations. Good men are done with this. They sure are. They really are. And it is not a drill. But thank you so much, Perry. Thank you, Mr. Lunch. It says, so this is what you meant when you said you were going back to your afro? Well done. Impressive. The braids really make it pop. Thank you. My husband told me to add the twist to the front. Mm-hmm. Blame Eric Bell. Okay. Shout out to my husband. He said, that afro, he said, yeah, and put those twists in the front, like how you had it. He liked the twist. So thank you, Mr. Lunch, for dinner. Okay. You say you like the black girl straight blowout hair. Now he's saying, oh, no, we like this afro. Okay. So shout out to the natural sisters. Okay. Representing. But thank you so much, Mr. Lunch, for dinner. You know, I gotta listen to my husband. Okay. If he tell me, yeah, that's cute, but you know, afro. Then I gotta go back to the afro, y'all. And I'm sorry about it. the husband overrides and overrules. Amen. But thank you so much. Thank you, Swerbo. It says, big sis, this type of finessing is crazy work. Why string along a guy if you're not genuinely attracted to him? They break his heart, and when he crashes out, she will play victim. Gentlemen, if she's not interested in you, leave, run. You're not lying. And that's what I'm saying, Swerbo. It pisses me off. We are out here creating monsters and then complaining when they eat our heads and when they break our hearts and, you know, when they demolish and destroy our damn worlds. Like, you created him, though. So you're absolutely right, y'all. Okay, we can't hit that 700 though. Get the likes up. We should have at least 622 likes. All right, don't play with us. If you're in the building right now, hit that like button. It's some real talk from y'all little big sis. And I do want to say thank you all so very much for pulling up with me. Very little notice. It's late as hell. Okay, but my husband, he told me I can go ahead and go live because he got a, you know, train clients and stuff anyway. So thank y'all for being here. But while you're here, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, that notification bell. All right, and let's get into it. But yeah, y'all are really dropping a bunch of bars, gems, and jewels in these super chats for real. You know, y'all see. And I believe this is why a lot of men have changed the game around and have put each other up on game, because it's like, no, these bitches is playing games. And then when, again, y'all turn savages and y'all want to start playing around with these females and not taking them seriously, now it's like, oh my God, girl, shut the fuck up. You knew what it was. You know? And I echo your same sentiments, Swervo. If you don't like him, leave him alone. Stop just dealing with him because you can, or because he got money, or because you feel like he's, you know, easy to get over on. Like, that is so weak to me. And these same chicks want to cry down river when Smokey take advantage of them. Ugh, irritates me. But thank you so much, Fireball, for your 20. I appreciate you. Mr. Lunch says, I'm sure ladies have thought this about me before. Forever friend zone when I was younger. Not now, though. Live and learn. Yeah, they want to dig y'all out the friend zone when they see y'all are successful. And they see that y'all are flourishing and y'all doing y'all big with. And don't let y'all, let me let y'all in on this secret. Don't let y'all have bad chicks on y'all body. If attractive women, Mr. Lunch, start popping out with you, start checking for you and all that, oh, now it's game over then. Now y'all gonna be getting all the hey big head messages. Oh, I saw y'all with your little friend. I saw you, but I was just, you know, trying to see what you've been up to. Bitch, please. Get out of my face. And that's exactly what y'all doing. But let me continue. I do see the rest of y'all donations, but I want to get through this. All right. Thank you, Carl, for your cash out. It says, she looks like an African shield in the face. Hold on, we gotta stop the press. Carl. Carl just sent me a cash app and said that this lady looks like an African shield in the face, and now I can't unfucking see it. Okay, and it kind of just pissed me off because now I'm thinking about, was it Crash Bandicoot? Y'all know that damn game back in the day? Was that the game with the little African mask that used to pop up? Let me see. Because y'all know I'm silly, so I got to see. Crash. Let me see. Am I tripping? I can't. Let me see, y'all. Hold on. I am not a robot. Come on now. I gotta put traffic lights. Y'all get on my damn nerves. I really can't unsee it. I really can't unsee it. The Akuku. The Aku. Crash Bandicoot mask. And it is kind of giving that, you know, just from like how pointy her face is. And we just being silly. But Carl, whoever the fuck you are, you ain't shit. And you need to send me another cash app because I'm going to lock you up. All right? All right. But let's continue, y'all. Y'all clowning, man. I can't do it. I can't, y'all. Yeah. Woo-ba-ba. Hold on. I can't do it. I didn't know that's what it was called. Yeah, that was Crash. Okay, I knew. Yeah, the little voodoo mask. Now I can't unsee it. Y'all ain't shit. And like I said, Carl. Carl Edie, you need to send me another cash out because now you want interrupting my damn live stream. And I do got to get ready to cook for my husband. So I got to hurry up and wrap this shit up. Hold on, let me get to y'all super chat since y'all are playing. AJM says, we went from overspending on the hoe at a time to multiple hoes and drive-through dates. Monogamy bent over. Damn, y'all playing a lot. Y'all lucky my husband worked late today. And I bet he watching right now while he's training. Thank you, Carmen. You like my outfit. Hold on. Anyone can learn quantum says, ain't no date. You either own what I'm on or you not. Simple. Whoopsie. Thank you. Y'all know what? I am not ever going live this late again because what are y'all on right now? Y'all sending in crazy ass cash apps. Y'all got crazy ass screen names. Is your name really Lil Thot? Is that really what you did, sir? Lil Thot says, the reason these girls out here can't handle a man is because that man will force that girl to become a woman. If she's not ready, she will run and fold. Ooh! But you are dropping bars, gems, and jewels, Lil Thot. Now, I'm not going to call you that, sir. I just cannot call you that. I refuse to sit here and call a grown-ass man a Lil Thot. I'm just not. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But you're right. You're right. A lot of these females out here, unfortunately, cannot handle a quality man that is going to have standards for them because they know that they can't reach those standards. They're intimidated. That is actual a fact. Okay? Y'all playing tonight. I ain't never doing this again, y'all. Ever. Ever. I don't care how late my husband got to work. I'm gonna be like, nah, my love. Nah. I'm not doing it. Here go. Was this? No, this was somebody else. Thank you, Earl. It says they can have the Sims. Real hardworking men are tired of having our kindness played with for weakness. It says, we are done. We are at the Cheesecake Factory having a quiet meal someplace they will never go. Whoopsie. Now hold on, Earl. Earl, say, bitch, fuck y'all. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm eating alone. I ain't dealing with you hoes. Wait a minute. Y'all gotta stop. Yeah, I'm gonna be back. Let me go preheat my oven. Hold on, y'all. Because y'all playing. Give me a second. I cannot even get through my damn video. That's why they be complaining. Man, we've been live for an hour. That bitch ain't even finished with a 5-second video clip. Look, that's because my crown heads be fucking climbing, man. I be trying. Damn, I be trying. Hold on, y'all, because y'all are really playing, though. Am I caught up? I got people in here named Lil Thot. Okay, y'all. Let's continue. Let's.
So the Uber driver is confiding to me. He's like, yeah, just talk to me. Let me know like what you don't like about him. See if I can help you out with the Uber. I'm thinking that we have a brother and sister moment going on. Nah. Me not knowing he's a short king as well. You get what I'm saying? The person I'm talking to is a short king. You're not really my type. You're not buff. No, I don't want it. So, yeah, I'm sitting there talking to the Uber driver or whatever. You get what I'm saying? So, while I'm texting him, I'm telling the Uber driver, like, yeah, I just don't like him. I just don't see a future. He really likes me. Stuff like this. I'm telling him what's going on. I'm explaining to him how I don't like him. He's trying to give me solutions. Nothing's going to work. A plus B is not going to go Y into Z. No. So, yeah, at this point, we're getting close to our destination, right? So, I'm texting bro, but bro's slowly texting me, like, slow now. Like, I'm telling him, like, oh, okay, I'm going to be 5 minutes away. He's, oh, all right. Let me know.
Okay, so you can play in his face and string him along, not like him, but then when he match your energy, now you in your feelings though? Then shut the fuck up. That done pissed me off.
Mind y'all, minutes before that, he was just saying, oh, I can't wait to see you. It's been so long. I missed you. Woo, doo, doo, woo. Now, y'all, it's mad cold outside. Keep that in mind, okay? So now I'm pulling up, and Uber driver just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hope you have a good time, and I hope you at least let him know He keeps saying that, like, oh yeah, I hope you let him know. Give him signs at least. Don't waste his time. Y'all, why did I get outside the car? And I'm standing outside this man's house for 10 minutes and he's telling me, nah, the Uber driver already let me know, game, so call your Uber back home. You didn't even have the decency to call me one back?
Bitch, you didn't have the decency to not waste his time? You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit right here is what be pissing me off about females. Not women, it's a difference. Shout out to all my solid women out there. I ain't talking about you, sis. But these females be out here with the audacity to waste a man's time, waste a man's money. And then complain when he cuts her off like, bitch, you're not finna waste my time and my money. Then this goofy chick, so gullible and naive, like I was alluding to earlier, that she's having diarrhea at the mouth with an Uber driver telling her deepest, darkest secrets. Like, so all the way around, you a red flag. You a doofy, goofy bitch. You will set a man up. You are a liability ass female. You talk too much. A man would not be secure and safe with a female like that. You telling this man whole life, oh yeah, he's short, he this height, yeah, he nice, yeah, you know, he got this type of car, yeah, he, but yeah, I don't like him though. But you know, you the bro though, and you just met this nigga. Yeah, mouth like water, just shut the fuck up. So on all fronts, you a red flag. You talk too much. You waste men's time. You waste men's money. You use them, string them along, had them thinking that it's something that it's not. And I bet Dub, she'll be the same female if that man decide to touch her in a romantic or sexual nature. She will cry like, oh my God, why would you touch me? And you knew he liked you. You knew what you was doing when you got your ass up over there. If you didn't like him, why go to his house at this hour? Why have him order you an Uber and do all, like, come on, y'all. Let's fucking stop. I cannot stand hoes like this. Y'all give women a bad reputation and a bad name. Y'all just do. It's like, see, that's why we don't deal with y'all. Because y'all be wasting the nigga time. Y'all already know y'all don't like the nigga. And see what I'm saying? It's shit like this. And then have the audacity and the entitlement to be like, oh, you couldn't have the decency to order me an Uber back home? Really, bitch? Really?
So now I'm sitting here standing stupid. I'm like, what you talking about? I'm like, what I do? He like, yeah, the Uber driver already told me we good. You don't like me because I'm short. I'm this. I said, the Uber driver never answered me when I'm texting him, telling him I'm down the street after I'd lied and said I was on Hoover and this and that. What? Yeah. You get a 0-star rating for me. Okay? Mr. King.
Okay, Mr. Bulldog Keisha. You get 0 men. You get 0 love. You get 0 relationship. You get 0 attention. You get 0 everything. So who's really the loser? Ma'am, you. New breed of men. The men today will alert each other, warn each other like, nah, she ain't it. Let me tell you what she said about you. Let me tell you how she really feel about you. Let me tell you what she really trying to do. She don't like you like that. She said she just bored. A lot of these bitches just be bored, y'all. Abort mission. Don't even think it's something that it's not. It's not. It's not going to develop. It's not going to blossom. It's not going to mature. It's not going to evolve. She don't like you like that. They will play with you as long as you allow them, as long as you let them, period. It breaks my heart to see my brothers out here thinking, nah, I got a chance. Nah, she really going to choose me. No, she's not. You know when she's going to choose you? When she's the 6th baby mama. when she is homeless, living in the woods, when she's seven figures in debt, when she's walking around, let me see, can I get y'all a visual? Looking like this. You know what I'm saying? You'll get a chance when she like this. That's when she's going to be like, oh, yeah, because yeah, you was a good man. Hold on, let me pretend. Hey, Dennis. It's me. Yeah, I've been seeing you. Yeah, you've been really, really out here glowing up. So I was just wondering. Oh, don't worry about that. Yeah. You know, I know I'm shriveled up. You probably even recognize me. Do you remember me? I'm the girl you ordered that Uber driver for. You remember that a long time ago? Man, that Uber driver, he was lying. He was lying on me. I really did like that you. I don't care that you were short, Kane. I like short men. Because you got that long money. You got that long money. So, yeah, this me. Mm-hmm. This one she gonna want you when she look like this. But when she was out here living her best life, glowed up, she ain't want you. She wanna pull up when she look like this. Hey, big head. Bitch, it was you. You remember me? Let me show you my Facebook. This her profile picture on Facebook. This me. What? Man, stop playing. You know I look the same. You know I look the same. I mean, I got a little bit more extra cushion for that pushing. But other than that, I'm the sign. You in her profile like, bitch, I know you fucking lying, bro. And guess what? You probably been inboxing her back and forth like, yeah, I remember this bitch, you know, from back in the day. You know, I guess I can, you know, have a little leisure time with her. So you think you finna pull up to see this? It is. What the fuck? Yep. Got to be more careful. Hold on. Anyone can learn quantum says she probably liked the Uber driver. Facts. Facts. You know, which is why she was probably being so friendly and open. Oh, yeah, he was the bro. Oh, yeah, he was the, Girl, please. This me? Yeah, deception. Not it. How that's you? That's you 25 million pancakes later, bitch. I know you fucking lied. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, Miss Puff.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Yeah. Yeah. Why she gotta stop? Link, don't be like,
but can we link? Can I link and get some of that Johnson? Link Johnson? Because you a real grown-up man now. With that long money, I don't care that you a short king. Shit, as long as you can take care of me and my 15, 11 kids, that's all that matter to me.
Then they want to start compromising. Then they want to start settling. You know what I'm saying? That be pissing me off, y'all. It be pissing me off. Pissing me off real bad.
See, I believe.
Hold on, let me give y'all some visuals because I don't want y'all looking at me. Somebody might come on here for the first time and think I really sound like that. And I'm like, damn, this bitch sound like that? No, hold on. Let me pull up a picture. This is her talking like this, not me.
Hi.
Looking like the shit emoji. Big ass, stank ass, all that. Stank, the BBL smell. Yeah, BBL smelling bitches.
Yeah. You know, at this point in my life, I'm just really looking for a man that can value a woman, appreciate a woman. Matter of fact,
I don't even mind going 50-50.
Yeah, Vivica Fox 05 2000. Hold on.
I don't even really mind going 50-50 because I just feel like men and women can always build it together. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been liked at you anyway. And I know I'm not no prize. Like, men and the women need to be coming together, loving each other, respecting each other. And I do feel like a woman should submit to her husband.
Her husband? So you trying to get married now that you look like the shit emoji? Bitch, you full of shit. Get the fuck out of here. Hold on. Terezo says, these hole, it says, these hole in her throat. Hold on, Terezo, because y'all playing. I will never go live late again. This is the last time. As soon as I get my husband hopping this damn door, y'all, I'm out, because I'm not going to play with y'all. I'm not going to play with y'all. This is not even funny, though, but y'all know they be smoking every... Yeah, because I be turned up. See, that's why I like Smokey. I like Smokey because he know how to be lit. He know how to be turned up. You a square lame-ass nigga. You just too cookie-cutter. Like, you just too much of a good guy. Like, you too nice. You don't like to go out. You don't have to be lit like that. You don't like to drink. You don't like to smoke. And so... So she smoked her whole damn life. Now she shriveled up. Hold on, let me get y'all the visual. This how she looking. She got a hunchback. Looking like Filbert. She had a hunchback and a big ass Filbert fupa. And she shriveled up. Now how you do that? How you shriveled up with a Filbert fupa? We don't know. But that's what y'all be looking like. Smoking every damn day. Drinking every damn day. Now you got a hole in your damn throat.
Hey, Dennis, I was just wondering, would you like to hang out with me? Because I'm a real woman now. I don't mind going 50-50.
Oh, I bet you don't, bitch. I bet your broke ass don't. So tie these off. They don't learn till it's too damn late. You know what I'm saying? But hold on. It says, D's hole in her throat voice. While I'm phone on Cloud Nine, motherfucking priceless. Terezo, please, please, let's not do too much.
Yeah, you a short king, but you got that long money, and that's all I'm worried about for real. And I'm trying to get that Johnson. So is you trying to link? Shit, because I'm tired of using my vibrator. I'm tired of paying all these bills by myself. I'm tired.
The fuck? Oh, we bet you are. We bet you are. Hold on now. I bet you are. Your stomach hurt? Well, let me stop. Hold on. Anyone can learn, says Smokey voice. God damn. Hold on. Let me pull up Smokey. Hold on, y'all. I swear I'm never going live late again. Hold on.
Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why the bitch was choosing up on me and not you. So while you was ordering the bitch Uber Eats, shit, I was out there getting to it with her. You know what I'm saying? I was out there divvying up the plate with her because I'm a real ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? So, goddamn, homie. Huh, shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my fault. Don't hate me. Hate the game, player. You know what I'm saying?
So, this is also why a lot of the men are done with y'all ass. Y'all prioritize Smokey, you know, was playing games in quality men's faces. So, you get what you get. Yeah, dead ass, you know what I'm saying? I need some puppets. Oh, that's a great idea. I need puppets. Y'all need to go to sleep. Man, I'll never go live this late again, ever. 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 I ain't gonna lie, I might, but I don't think so. It depends. I got pushed back, y'all, real bad. I planned on going live at like 5:30. I promise you I did. And I got pushed back. 5:30 turned into 6:45 and that turned to 7:45. So I appreciate y'all for being here. I'm glad that y'all are having a good time. And I'm glad that y'all pulled up with me. But I don't think this will ever happen again. Hold on. The Real Talk Single Fathers. Hold on. Let me see. Can I find you? Y'all here clowning. But these hoes be getting on my nerves, y'all. This is why we don't have men that want to settle down. And it's not this instance of we don't have good men, because we do. We do have good men. But y'all keep planting these good guys' faces and they done with it. And not only are they done with it, but they're also putting each other up on game like, nah, you deserve better than that. She don't even like you. She just using you. She ain't gonna come. She kicking in my face. Who said that? Somebody in the super chat earlier said she probably liked the Uber driver, Quanta. She kicking in this Uber driver face. And let's be clear, you all, a lot of chicks, they'll start doing too much and run off at the mouth when it comes to guys that they really like. You know what I'm saying? So she probably did like that Uber driver. And so all the way around, just like, yeah, red flag. Let me put my homie up on game. She telling me way too much. Shit, I don't need to know this information. She talking to me like I've known her for years. Do you really want a bitch like that? No. On top of that, she said you too short. On top of that, she said you too nice. On top of that, she said you boring. On top of that, she said you ain't her type. On top of that, she said you ugly. On top of that. So yeah, new breed of men. Y'all can't do that whole divide and conquer bullshit no more. So it's like, yeah, you know, because he is, but you not. It's like, oh, yeah, you think you... See, a lot of these chicks, they thought that they would be able to kind of run game like that too. So if I hype you up to be like, oh, yeah, you just so much better and you just so much this, you so much that, that's supposed to win you over. But again, new breed of men, that actually turns them off. It's like, bitch, that's not cute to me. You shitting on this dude trying to prop me up like I'm supposed to be like giddy about that? No, I feel like you shitty. I feel like you are, you know, disingenuous. I feel like you are the most fakest type of bra. I would never want to be with a chick like that. Because if you're doing that to him, what's stopping you from doing that to me if somebody else comes along that's maybe more attractive, more tall, got a better paying job, a better career, more charisma, make you feel even more comfortable? You gonna shit on me with him? So no, so all the way around, it's a red flag. I ain't dealing with it. Thank you, The Real Talk Single Fathers. It says, these females have the voice of DJ Screw. Hashtag RIP. RIP to DJ Screw. I ain't gonna play with y'all. Not tonight. It's almost 10 o'clock. Y'all playing. I'll never do this again. Hold on. Okay, let me see. Did I miss anybody? Because I feel like I did. Okay, I got Quantum, Real Talk. I got Terenzo. Thank you, Lithot. It said, thoughts mean that husband over there. Oh, okay. Okay, shout out to the husbands. Hold on now. We can pull that up. Hold on, y'all. We got to represent for the married people, man. I'd be so proud to see married people in the building. Make me feel like, okay, I'm not the only one. You know what I'm saying? It gives me hope and shit. Hold on. Let me pull y'all up. Okay. Lil Thot says, thot means that husband over there. Men empowerment all day, every day. I bet you will buy that on a shirt for your man. Oh, yes. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna be real. I can appreciate your acronym and your breakdown of, you know, that husband and all that. I can appreciate that, but I'm sorry. I'm not gonna buy my husband a shirt that says Lil Thot. Or thought, hell no. But that could be a great marketing strategy, though. I ain't gonna lie, that could be. But no, I don't care what it stands for. The late live is popping. Yeah, it ain't gonna ever happen again, Carmen. Oh yeah, we gonna rock the afro. Yeah, this ain't gonna ever happen again. Y'all clowning way too much. Why y'all ain't sleep? Let me wrap this up. Let me text my husband. He probably driving. I hope he's not driving. Oh yeah, that's, you better came through with my 20, because I know you talking shit. Hold on. Thank you, Mr. Lunch. It says, so if we expose their games or refuse to play them altogether, we're gaslit, shamed, and called sassy and told that a real man wouldn't think like that. Facts. But now y'all don't care. See, good men, aka good guys, masculine men, assertive men, y'all are done with this whole getting played and finessed and manipulated and mind controlled. That shit is done. This is why the women are mad. They mad because y'all flipped the script, turned the tables, and said, bitch, get the fuck out of my face. You know what I'm saying? So you're absolutely right, Mr. Lunch. And don't let you checkmate her on some petty shit. Now you real sassy. Thank you, Dusty, with your dusty ass. It says, my life has done a 180 after leaving Weevilina. She tried to play me against Dennis, the insurance guy. Now he's a member of the Dustville Chamber of Commerce. Okay. Okay, y'all. My husband, he gone. He said he gonna text me when he on his way. But yeah, like Dusty is getting on my damn nerves, but nonetheless, y'all could be recruiting these good men to being playboys, to being bachelors, to not dealing with y'all, to being passport bros, the whole nine. And I can't even be fucking mad about it, because this is what y'all do. Y'all saw this chick on here tomorrow. Yeah, you know, because I don't even like him like that, and I didn't even want to go. But because I'm lonely, because the men I want don't want me, because he paying for it, because I'm hungry, I'ma go. Come on, y'all. And that's trash. If you don't like him, leave him alone. Then she going off talking shit about this guy in the next man's face. Like, it's just a bad look. It's a bad look. A passport bachelor? I ain't never heard no shit like that, but shit, that could be a thing too. A passport bachelor. Damn, that's a new one. You know what I'm saying? To where it's like, oh no, I'm just traveling the world, exploring different women and different scenery. I'm a passport bachelor. You know what I'm saying? Y'all creating them though. Then they want to complain about them. Are these men going to get passport wives and mail order wives and brides? They just, well, who created that though? Who pushed them? The fuck? That be getting on my nerves. I swear it do. Hold on. Let me make sure I got y'all. Let me filter it. I'm still laughing at Terenzo. Terenzo must be high as a kite. Okay, I think I am caught up. Let me see. Yes. Okay. Okay, y'all. I gotta wrap this up now. Y'all, thank you so much for pulling up with me. I hope you all were able to take away a bunch of bars, gems, and jewels from this late night dope discussion. Shout out to everybody that's in the building. Shout out to everybody who showed up and showed out and showed some support. I appreciate that, because y'all did not have to. But yeah, I'm just overall kind of tired and sick of seeing a bunch of these females complaining about there not being any good men. And then there clearly are, but y'all overlook them. Y'all take them for granted. Y'all take advantage. Y'all turn them sour. Y'all turn them off. And then y'all mad. So you really can't even be mad at nobody but your damn self. And I don't know what to tell y'all. Wake up, because we are dealing with a new breed of men, because they are not going to allow you all to play with them, play with their brothers. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to allow you to take advantage. they're going to put each other up on game. And I know y'all mad about that, but it's actually a blessing in disguise. And here's why. I'm going to say this before I wrap this up. The reason why it's a blessing in disguise, and I'm saying in disguise for these hoenas, because this is bad to them, right? But the reason why it's a good thing is because it's going to ultimately force and push a lot of you women, a lot of you females to be exact, to come correct, to have respect, to not waste a man's time, to appreciate a man even giving you his time. Because it's getting so bad, you all, that the men are cutting off access on all fronts, sex included. Let's be clear. A lot of y'all hoes be fiending for it, ain't gonna get none. But it's gonna make y'all have to come correct, because otherwise you're not gonna get any attention. You're not gonna get any support. You're not gonna get any love, any care, nothing. You're just gonna be isolated. And so to me, it's a good thing, and it's a quote unquote blessing in disguise, because by these men pushing y'all out and pushing y'all away, it's gonna make you all have to present yourself in a way to where it's like, look, I'm exactly what you're looking for, what you're needing. I'm not here to play with you. You know? And so I love it. I love it. I salute it. I respect it. I think it's a beautiful thing. And yeah, fellas, keep on having standards. Keep on having respect. Keep on having boundaries. You know? Keep on even putting each other up on what's going on, because had that Uber driver not told that guy what she was trying to do, you know, he would have continued to be played, strung along, have his time wasted because a bitch is bored. So salute to y'all for helping each other out. And also, brothers, salute to y'all for also being receptive to the help, because that guy that was waiting on her to come over, he could have entirely took that the wrong way when that Uber driver hit him up like, yeah, she ain't the one, bro, and thought he was cop blocking or hating. So shout out to y'all for even being, you know, receptive to the information and not just cutting it off like, oh, nah, you just a hating ass nigga. You just because I got a bitch slide to my crib. It's like, nah, he looking out for me, and thank you, you know. So I love y'all. I respect y'all. I support y'all. I should pull back up with y'all on Sunday. All right. Sunday, we should have a live stream. I would have went live with y'all tomorrow, but I got a lot of stuff to do. Got to go to the gym, meet up with my people. So, yeah. But I love y'all. I'm going to see y'all Sunday and probably Monday too. I'm going to try to keep giving y'all these dope discussions because y'all loving it. I'm loving it. And I'm trying to stay consistent for y'all because y'all really been, you know, hold me to pump out the content. So we're going to keep it up and we're going to keep it going and flowing. And also, you all feel free to email me at demariepoet@gmail.com. If you have any topic suggestions, any links, and if it's dope enough, we will turn it into a dope discussion. But y'all have been sending me a lot of stuff, so I'm going to try to get through as much as I can. I'm trying to get y'all a marathon of the dope discussions, okay? I already missed yesterday, so I got to pop out with y'all Sunday to make up for it, because I did promise y'all I was going to go live yesterday, and I didn't. And, you know, I'm a woman of my word, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta be a woman of my word. And so when I don't do it, I got to make up for it. But I love y'all. I'm going to see y'all later. Much love and peace to y'all. Shout out to all of our new subscribers. We are currently at 189,729 dope crown heads. I take none of y'all for granted. I love y'all. Salute to y'all. Let's keep on thriving and growing and doing what we need to do. Being the example. Calling out the nonsense. Correcting it. And again, becoming the best versions of ourselves that we possibly can, because that's what life is all about. All right. So ladies out there, don't feel like I'm attacking you and I hate you. And, you know, I just want to bash y'all. No. I want to correct this shit so we can do better and have better for the future. I don't want my little sisters to grow up in the world to where they're having to be alone. Or I don't want my daughter one day to have to grow up in a world to where men are checked out and overseas. And we may have to be the damn passport family. I don't know. But I want to see better. I want to have better. And that is why I do what I do. And with me being a woman, it's only right that I call out the women. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna see y'all on Sunday. Pull up with us. Hit the notification bell. That way y'all can be alerted. We always have dope discussions. We may clown a little bit, but we always make it teachable. All right. But I'm gonna see y'all later. Much love and peace to my crown heads.